So being hibernated for me was really odd because I've been running CertBG for 20 years now, and we're always flat out in the summer. It's just a time where we're running from one job to another job. At certain parts of the summer, we can have anything up to sort of eight events on at the same time. So it's really quite a lot of adrenaline and quite a lot of logistics, and I do live off that a little bit. So suddenly being forced to have a quiet summer was quite difficult. But then I've also got two really quite young children, so that's been pretty amazing to spend some time with them. It's given us a lot of time to reflect on the business and think, well, what could we be doing differently and what would we like to change about it? So there's been a lot of reflection and a lot of talking to business partners about, not sort of official business partners, but suppliers that we work with a lot, and trying to come up with new ideas with them and different, some quite exciting projects there, really. We've got some really good suppliers, so that's anything from PA companies and staging companies, also with venues and special effects companies. And we're always working together, but we're always working for someone else. So that might be a really big festival like Bestival, or we do a lot of work with, or it might be some rock and roll stuff. We do a lot of work for MTV, and it's always the same people. So when it was the Olympics, it was always the same people, but we always tend to work for a bigger production company, and now we haven't had the work. I've just been ringing around people and saying, look, just to let you know, I've got time on my hands. I'm up for doing anything. So if anyone wants to run an event with me or just talk about an event or whatever, let's meet up and go for a drink and chat about it. And that's been really successful. I've got a lot of suppliers who said, well, actually, you know, we've been thinking about doing our own event for a few years. So what, how do you feel about that? And that's, there's a lot of things in the pipeline about that. I think the long-term potential, we'll be putting on our own events. It will also be running our own venues. That could be a venue that tours different festivals, and we've got a lot of experience in doing that for other people, but we haven't independently done that. And to be honest, the reason why we haven't independently done that before is we just haven't had the time to sit down and work out how work the numbers and to work it all out. We're generally so busy that we're just running from one gig to the next. So it's interesting to have that time to work out, you know, what those relationships could be. And I think we're all feeling the same, really. Most of our partners just don't have time to sit down and think about it.